the way, you might say, and you had to change it, you might say, well, church will be over
by the time I get there.
Okay. What do you call the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God?
Devil.
Have you ever heard the devil called anything else?
Satan.
Satan. Okay. Or, oh, I don't know, maybe some joking terms or maybe something that a little child would say. Is the devil supposed to be the same thing as what you hear children call the boogeyman?
The boogeyman.
Have you ever heard that?
I've heard it.
Okay. And what about these things that some people think they see around the graveyard, you know, they're afraid of?
Hanks.
Have you heard those called anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, what about if a person died real mysteriously in a house and people are afraid to go there? You say that house is what?
Ain't it.
Okay. What about if somebody wants you to go somewhere with them, but you're not too crazy about going, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
She don't want to go.
Okay, or maybe I'd rather not go.
I'd rather not go.
Okay. What about, if you have a friend that you haven't seen in a long, long time, what might you say to her when you saw her?
I sure am glad to see you.
Okay. Well, what about, let's say if a man owns 500 acres of land, I'm talking about the quantity of land, you'd say that sure is a
lot of land.
All right, now, do people around here say right smart? That's a right smart woman.
Right.
Now, would you ever say that?
Probably not.
Okay, can you think of any particular type of person who would be more likely to say that than somebody else?
Older
person. Okay. But what about if you agree to do something? Is there anything that you could say that might be stronger than just, yes, I'll do that?
Sure.
Sure, okay. What about, do people around here say, certainly I'll do that? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you wanted to be polite to a man, maybe an older man, rather than just saying, yes, you might say,
yes, sir.
And to an older woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he, to go there, he
hates.
Okay. What about if you got up this morning and it wasn't just a little cold, it was
cold.
Okay.
It wasn't a little cold, it was freezing.
Okay. Or you ever say it wasn't cold, it was real cold.
Well, I wouldn't say a little cold. I would probably say cold.
Or freezing.
Or freezing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if you heard something that excited you, what might you say in the way of exclamation?
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say, around here, land sakes?
I don't know if it's for God's sake or land's sake, or I've heard something like
that. But they would say something like that if they heard something that excited. Okay. Or what about if you're just a little put out with yourself because you've done something stupid, what might you say?
To myself?
Yeah.
That she was stupid.
Okay. Do people out here, do you hear people say, oh, shucks, something like that?
Probably
loud. Okay. Well, what about if somebody has said something about you that you don't appreciate, something that's not true, what might you say about that in talking about what that person said? You might say, why?
Why?